Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Habika ya Nur Allah. There is a very, very beautiful parable regarding the significance and virtues of durood and salawat upon the noble master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That once our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his blessed companions were on a journey, and during this journey our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam instructed the companions, the Sahaba ikram, to sit and consume their meals. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also instructed the companions to bring along whatever they have with them. Therefore, all the foods were collected and brought before the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When those food was kept before the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, it is mentioned that besides dry roti, besides dry bread, there was no other thing with it. For example, salan, there was no gravy, as it is our habit to have butter, to have ghee, or to have something with your snack, with your sandwich. All they presented before the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam after searching their bags and their boxes, they presented dry bread in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was just about to start this feast with his beloved and blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Suddenly, everyone seen a bee that came and started to buzz at the ears of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After some time, the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked his beloved companions, "Oh my companions, do you know what this bee had to say?" The companions replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may our parents be sacrificed upon you. Indeed, Allah and Allah's messenger knows best." Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "This bee has invited us, for it has just produced some fresh honey and it desires that we should consume our breads, our rotis with this fresh honey that has just been produced." Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then instructed a companion to go and bring along whatever is left behind. This companion went with the bee, and the bee had taken this companion to a hive in which that honey was kept. Within a moment, all the bees from the hive disappeared, and this blessed companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu then broke the hive out and he presented that comb, that hive, in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is consuming that honey with his roti along with his companions. After they finished eating, a bee once again came at the ears of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and it started to buzz. And while this bee is buzzing at the ears of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then again for the second time asked his companions, "Oh my Sahaba, do you know what this bee says now?" The companions replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, Allah and Allah's messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knows best." Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then replied, "Oh my companions, this bee firstly appreciates that we have accepted I have accepted its invitation and we have eaten its honey. Subhanallah. I then asked this bee a question. O honey bee, ay shahid ki makki, tu hame ye bata, that when you leave your homes and when you go to take the nectar from the flowers, the nectar and the juice from these flowers are extremely bitter. It is extremely bitter. Then how does the bitterness of the nectar transform into honey? Allahu Akbar. How does the bitterness of the nectar, the juice that you all suck and you all take from the plants, how does this bitterness and sourness transform into honey? Allahu Akbar. The bee then replies, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed, the nectar that we take, the nectar that we extract from the flowers and from the plants are extremely bitter. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the kamal and the beauty is not kept in the nectar, but rather it is this, that when we leave our homes in the mornings and return in the evening, Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us that going time and coming time, when we leave our homes and when we return to our homes, both these times, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we send darood and salawat upon you. Ya Rasulullah, through the barakah and blessings and virtues of salawat, the nectar of these flowers transforms into honey. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this is the barakah and the blessings of sending the ruud upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. You decided for yourself that if the nectar, the bitterness and the sourness of these nectars could transform into honey just by reciting the ruud upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, then if you and I make this our habit, that daily we recite the ruud and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then why won't the bitterness of this world leave our hearts? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Respected viewers of Madini channel, once again, we welcome you to this beautiful silsilah on Madini channel known as the Laws of Salah. In the previous episodes, we discussed many, many aspects as far as Salah is concerned. Alhamdulillah, today as well, we will discuss many, many Madani pools, many, many laws and regulations about Salah, inshallah azza wa jal. We would start off by mentioning the importance of Jama'at. We will listen to a very, very beautiful verse from the Holy Quran. We will also listen to some ahadith in relation to this, as well as what could be the cause of a bad end. Allahu Akbar. Who is the thief of Salah? As well as, inshallah, today we will learn how to perform your proper Salah. What is the proper method of performing Salah? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. But before we hear anything, I humbly request you to please make as much as good intentions you can. I make intention that whatever I am relating today is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is the hadith of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا, convey on my behalf even if it is one verse. You as well make good intentions that you are going to seek ilm deen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever good you will hear, you will pass it on to others. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. As we have mentioned the importance of Jama'ah, what it takes to perform Salah in a congregation, Salah with Jama'at, in other words, has more value and there is more thawab rather than reading it individually. We have also heard many, many ayat from the Holy Quran. We have also mentioned many, many ahadith in relation to this. Today as well, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to a verse from the Holy Quran in relation to this, that what will happen to those people who miss their jama'at, who have now developed a habit of not performing salah with jama'at. They would see that jama'at has begun, but yet they would be engrossed in the worldly affairs. They would not take out time due to their laziness or their busyness of the dunya, and they would give more priority to the worldly affairs than the dini affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, on the day when the shin will be exposed and they will be called to prostrate themselves, they will be unable. With the lowered eyes, disgrace overcoming them. And indeed, they used to be called to prostrate themselves whilst they were healthy. Allahu Akbar. Commenting on this verse, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Taymi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, that will be the day of judgment. They will be overcome with the disgrace of deep regret, because when they were called towards the act of submission, in other words, prostration, despite them being healthy, despite them having the time to go and join the congregational prayer, they did not offer salah. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, this blessed verse in the Holy Quran is revealed against the latecomers who leave salah in jama'at without any shari'i reason. And what is stricter warning than this one? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, according to this blessed verse, abandoning salah in jama'at without any shari'i reason may bring about disgrace and humiliation on the day of judgment. Therefore, we should not miss jama'at. We should not miss the congregational prayer. If there is no genuine shari'i reason, then one should not miss congregational prayer. Let's listen to some blessed ahadith in order to understand the importance of salah with jama'at. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated, if the latecomer of salah had known what is for him, if only he knew what has been kept for him, he would have brought himself to the masjid dragging himself. Allahu Akbar. We have everything in place. Our secretaries have our daily schedule in place. Or ourselves, we diarize everything for the day. The time of salah has been appointed by Allah Azza wa Jal, that these are the times in which we need to go to the masjid. Unfortunately, knowing that this schedule has been made by our Creator for us, we need to free ourselves in order to submit before our Rabb. Let's now listen to something which could be a very big issue and means for us to depart from this world without Iman. Allahu Akbar. Which Muslim ever would want that the day his soul departs from his body, he should not be in the condition of Iman. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw a person performing his ruku and sujood improperly during his salah. So he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said to the person, if you die offering salah in the way as you have just offered, you will not die in accordance with the teachings of Sayyiduna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And this hadith is quoted in Bukhari Sharif. Just because this person who performed his salah did not perform his ruku and sujood properly, in the correct manner, the manner in which our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had taught us. And this great companion says that if you die in this condition, you will not die in accordance with the teachings of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And the person who does not perform his ruku and sujood properly, incorrectly he performs them. Allahu Akbar. According to a hadith, he is known to be as a thief of salah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel. Wo chor hai, namaz ka chor hai. Why? Because Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the worst thief is the one who steals from his salah. He was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the thief of salah? بھلا نماز کا چور کون ہو سکتا ہے؟ He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who does not perform its ruku and sujood properly. Allahu Akbar. This has been quoted in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Dear viewers of Madani channel, commenting on this hadith, the famous mufassir of the Quran, Hakimul Ummah, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, it became obvious that the thief of salah is worse than that of money. The thief of salah, jo namaz ka chor hai, wo dusre choron se jo paisa chori karta hai, usse zyada khatarnak hai. Allahu Akbar. It is worse than that who steals money, because the thief of money gains at least some worldly profit, though he is punished. Kam se kam kuch nafa to milta hai. Some kind of benefit and profit he earns, even though he is punished. But the thief of salah will be punished. He will not gain any benefit at all. He will only be given saza and punishment, and there is no profit for him at all. The thief of money violates the rights of people, but the thief of salah violates that of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the condition of those offering defective salah. So those who do not offer salah at all should learn a lesson. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now it is time for us to learn what is the proper method of performing salah. We need to bring this into consideration, that is our salah correct or incorrect? How could we perfect our salah? How could we correct those mistakes that we make in salah? We don't have khushu and khudu in salah. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to a very beautiful parable of a very great Waliye Kamil, a very great Buzurg in Islam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Hatim Asam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, visited Hazrat Sayyiduna Asim bin Yusuf Muhaddith, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Therefore, Sayyiduna Asim bin Yusuf Muhaddith, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, asked, O Hatim, do you perform salah properly? He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied in the affirmative. Then Hazrat Asim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, asked how he, rahmatullahi alayhi, performed his salah. Sayyiduna Hatim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, when the time of salah comes, when the time of salah approaches me, I perform my wudu with all perfections and go to the place where I have to offer my salah. When the time of salah approaches closer, I step on the prayer mat and stand in such a manner that each joint of my body, each part of my body, properly adjusts itself in its place. Then I stand up for salah, visualizing the Kaaba in front of me. Allahu Akbar. Whilst I am trying to visualize the Kaaba in front of me, I am imagining my feet upon the bridge of Sirat, while standing, believing that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of all the apparent and unapparent thoughts of my heart. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Paradise to be on my right and hell to be on my left. And Azazil close behind me, the angel of death extremely close behind me, and thinking that it may be my last salah of my life. Allahu Akbar. Visualizing that Malk al-Maut is behind me, Jannat on my right, Jahannam on my left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is aware of my every thought, those thoughts which are apparent and those thoughts which are hidden. Allahu Akbar. Perhaps this could be my last salah. This could be my last namaz. Then I say takbir tahrima with full sincerity and devotion. Then start the recitation of the Holy Quran with profound concentration and contemplation. Then I perform ruku and sujood with utmost humbleness and in a beautiful manner. And I finish my entire salah with humility and fear, with khushu and khudu, listening to this. Hazrat Sayyidina Asim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali asked, surprisingly, O Hatim, do you really offer each of your salah in the same way? Allahu Akbar. Do you really offer each of your salah in this way? Sayyidina Hatim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali replied, I have been offering each of my salah in the same way for the past 30 years. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you seen that how our pious predecessors, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala, used to perform long salah with great concentration and with extreme humility? On the other hand, if we have the privilege of offering salah, we offer it with extreme laziness and carelessness, due to which we remain unable to attain extreme humility from the beginning of our salah. Allahu Akbar. Oh, we don't have any kind of concentration. We are performing our salah, but our mind perhaps is at the marketplace. Our mind is busy doing business. Where I should go after this? What should I do after that? Every thought that comes to the mind comes only when a person is standing before his Rabb. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we need to change our tariqa-e-kar. We need to change our attitude. This incident would surely encourage you that if this great personality who performed his salah for the past 30 years in this manner, then how do we perform our salah? We need to take self-accountability. We need to correct ourselves. Inshallah, we are going to learn about the proper method in the coming episodes. But just for now, let me tell you that we should know during salah where our eyesight should be, how we should be, how we should stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyid Ayyub Ali Razvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, one day after Dhuhr salah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was reciting his tasbih, his wazaif. A stranger came in and made the intention for salah. While performing ruku, raising his head, he kept looking at the place of sajda. After he had completed his salah, Ala Hazrat Ahmadullahi Ta'ala Ali called him and asked, why did you raise your neck so much in ruku? He replied that he had been looking at the place of sajda. In ruku, he was looking at the place of sajda. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, the sight should not be focused at the spot of sajda. In every state, in the state of qiyam, when a person stands straight, the sight should be at the spot of sajda. In the state of ruku, when he bows, it should be at the toes. In the state of tasmih, it should be on the chest. And in the state of sajda, when he goes for prostration, in the state of sajda, it should be on the nose. His sight should be focused on the nose. In the state of qu'ud, when reciting at-tahiyyat, it should be on the lap. Further, while performing salam, while making salam, the sight should be on the shoulders, keeping in view katibin, angels who record your deeds. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has become obvious that we should avoid looking here and there in salah. We have developed this habit that in salah, our eyes is not focused at one place. There are many, many ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that stops us from looking here and there during salah. Therefore, where the sight should be when a person is standing for qiyam, where his sight should be when he is in ruku and sujood and at-tahiyyat, qu'ud position. All these things we need to learn, dear viewers of Madani channel. Remember, looking here and there during salah distracts our attention and the heart becomes occupied in other things rather than salah. It is so obvious that when you are looking here and there, you are totally distracted. Your mind would not be focused. Perhaps this is the reason that despite offering salah, we do not attain its pleasure. This is the reason why our du'as are not accepted. Nor do we develop its real love in the heart. As a result, we abandon our salah due to a slight headache or mild illness or only due to laziness. Allahu Akbar. Even there are certain people who, if they miss one or few salah, they abandon offering salah for weeks and for months. Allahu Akbar. Just because they miss one or two salah, they continue missing their salah for weeks and months. If any Islamic brother making his individual effort persuades them to offer salah, they respond, "Now, inshallah, I will start offering salah from next Friday." Allahu Akbar. Or, "I will start offering salah regularly from the month of Ramadan." They acknowledge this thing openly without any shame or hesitation that they will continue to commit the grave sin of abandoning salah till Friday or the month of Ramadan. There is 4 months or 5 months left for the month of Ramadan. Aur abhi se keh rahe, inshallah, Ramadan se main namazi ban jaunga. Ye aane wale Jumay se main namazi ban jaunga. So from the day that you are making this intention till Jum'ah or till Ramadan, one will be missing and abandoning his salah. There is no shame and there is no regret. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, all these things are the result of having no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and no enthusiasm for worship. Otherwise, one who is overpowered by the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and dedicated to worship offers salah at all cost and refrains from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal despite being severely ill, elderly and weak. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, and blessed saints, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, would never refrain heedless of salah. Instead, they used to offer salah with jama'at, congregational prayers, unless they had any shari'i reason. We today abandon our salah without any shari'i reason. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's now make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's repent from today. If you are waiting for Ramadan, if you are waiting for Jum'ah, to is baat ko chhod dijiye. Stop waiting because tomorrow never comes. Aaj se aap ye thaan lijiye. Aaj se aap ye thaan le ki hame namaz nahi chhodni hai. Because why? This is what we learn in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. That we need to correct ourselves. This is shaitan that is putting this waswasa and this evil thoughts in your mind. That you want to still continue doing evil. From today, make tawbah, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And surely you will find a huge change in your life. And this is the mission of Da'wat-e-Islami. That I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Do not forget to catch us on the coming episodes. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.